25.
In my 80s, I made the decision that I would never be with another woman after my wife passed. I know, a loss unto the world.
Charles wasn't sure how long his nap lasted, but when he awoke, it was to whispered shouts. The man in samurai armor was back, and he had some kind of curved sword in his hand. Facing him was a winged woman, wearing elaborately decorated golden armor, complete with an image of a setting sun etched into the breastplate. Flanking her were the two idiots from earlier, the wizard and the knight.
"I don't care what guild you are from. Charleston is my best friend, and if he wants to live in this shack, then you will let him,"
the samurai hoarsely whispered while motioning with his sword.
"You have come into the country of Helios and don't stop to check the ranking list to see who is at the top?"
the knight asked, his voice soft but loud enough to carry with the wind.
"Psh! What an idiot," the wizard added in.
Which made the woman round on the two, her face angry.
"You two will keep your mouths shut. One simple quest to train newbies in a level 5 dungeon, and you couldn't even do that right. Almost lost a golden goose. Do you know how many kingdom-level quests this NPC has offered so far? 8! And he hasn't been here a week. One of them becomes a world boss if it's failed. Do you understand what you little dicks almost did? You need your guildmaster to come hold your peckers while you pee, too?"
Both men paled under the berating of the woman. The knight looked like he was about to answer yes, but a quick shake of the head and meaningful eyes from the wizard kept him from making a blunder. Charles stood and stretched.
"It's almost lunchtime and I missed breakfast."
He looked at the plate of food that was on the table near him and wondered if it was still good enough to eat.
"Looks like an omelet, sliced fruit, sausage, oatmeal, and something that looks like a soup. I really know how to cook breakfast. I wonder if I can find a way to heat it back up."
Unfortunately, it appeared that the group of young people noticed him getting up and thus were approaching, fully prepared to ruin a peacefully quiet meal. Charles spared the food one more longing glance before turning his attention to the folks who approached.
"Greetings, honored elder," the woman said as she bowed gracefully.
Gone was the angry demeanor from before, and now one would be shocked to call this woman anything but a well-behaved young lady. Of course, in Charles's long life, he'd seen and experienced such changes so many times that it could no longer surprise him. Behind her, as if bodyguards, the knight and wizard stood stoically silent. Before the woman could say anything else, the samurai bounded up the porch and hugged Charles.
"It's good to see you, Charles-san. How are you this afternoon?"
he asked cheerfully. If the woman was some devious political mastermind playing chess with people's lives, the man was a fully grown imbecile. Needless to say, Charles didn't hug him back and strongly considered thwacking the fellow a couple of times. When the hug finally relented, Charles was the first to speak, treating them all as equals.
"What do you want?"
he grumped.
"Honored elder, is there anything we can help you with? We heard news that there might be dangerous creatures in these woods guarding vast treasures," the woman said pleasantly.
Charles was immediately on guard. Not so much because the woman gave the impression of a cat on the hunt, but because the samurai was still in his space.
"Oh, sorry, Charles-san. It will take us several adventures before you see us as friends again," the samurai said as he stepped back.
"Friends again?"
the woman asked, when Charles didn't deny it, which led into the samurai telling his entire reincarnation story again from the beginning. Of course, Charles heard it before, so it didn't take him long to quietly walk around the side of the cabin while all four were distracted.